from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN-FM, New York.
Well, good morning and welcome to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on this Sunday morning, June 30th. How are we doing this morning? Are you ready for the 4th of July? I'm already in summer holiday mode. Hope you are too. Hopefully you have lots of tea time scheduled, lots of barbecues, social activities on the calendar. Talking Golf with Ann Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool, a luxury athleisure apparel for men and women featuring the exclusive ice fill cooling technology. Along with UPF 50 plus sun protection, visit ibkul.com to learn more. Wow, what a week. Just had a book celebration in the Hamptons last Thursday night. What a gorgeous evening. We've had some great weather for a while, right? It was at Canoe Place Inn in Hampton Bays, and that place, it just a beautiful renovation took place there recently. And talk about historic. Canoe Place Inn first opened, you ready for this? 1697. And I know it operated as a nightclub for years. I have friends who told me they've seen Billy Joel there, Led Zeppelin, Bon Jovi perform there. And it is just spectacular. We took over this space outside, kind of like beyond the outdoor dining area out there, and beautiful white hydrangeas in the back. And my brother Dan flew up from Florida, played music, signed a lot of books. It was a lot of fun, so thanks to all of you who came out for that. Life on the Green, Lessons in Wisdom from Legends of Golf. Really my first celebration up here in New York for the book. And I was talking to a fellow member of Southampton Golf Club. You know, I've never really talked about this on the air, but I recently became a member of Southampton Golf Club. It's a Seth Rayner design, and it's just a gem of a golf course. You know, it's surrounded by, you know, it's actually next to Shinnecock, and then right near Shinnecock National Golf Links, and then Siboney, and so these four courses kind of like right in the same area in Southampton. And I'm a huge Seth Rayner fan. I just love his design work. He was originally from Manorville, New York. And he studied civil engineering at Princeton University. And then he left his studies to work as a surveyor. And in 1908, he was hired by none other than Charles Blair McDonald to supervise the construction for National Golf Links of America. And then in 1921, plans were starting to formulate for Southampton Golf Club. And Rayner was 33 years old at the time. In fact, the plans of his original layout were later, years later, found in the attic of Southampton Golf Club. And And in, you know, around that time, Seth Rayner was one of the most sought-after architects in the United States. The first season of play at Southampton Golf Club was 1926, but sadly, Rayner, he died of pneumonia. He was in Palm Beach at the age of 47, and he designed approximately 85 courses in 13 years. What an amazing body of work. He did it in such a short period of time and died at the young age of 47. Anyway, the club will be celebrating its 100th year anniversary, so, and that's next year. So I'm looking forward to those festivities for sure, but really excited about Southampton Golf Club. All right, the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, they're in Michigan this week, and the top players in the men's and women's game are not playing. They're sitting out this week. Scottie Scheffler, Nelly Korda. Scottie wins the Travelers Championship a week ago. You all saw it. Went into a playoff after Tom Kim tied it up in regulation on the 18th. And then Scottie wins on the first playoff hole. It was a signature event. It paid out $3.6 million for the top prize. And talk about cashing in big time. Scottie has played in 15 events this season. He's won six of them. He's also finished in the top 10 in 13 of the tournaments he's played in. He's earned over $27 million just this season. And his caddy, Ted Scott, it's estimated he's made over $2.6 million just this season. And then when you look at Scottie's overall earnings on the golf course during his career, $70 million. So right now, he's number five on the list of all-time highest earners on tour. And, you know, I think he's just getting started. I really do. I think it's just the beginning for this guy. His, you know, if he stays healthy, his game's dialed in, he'll continue to win. And what a bizarre scenario last Sunday when those climate protesters stormed the 18th green. You know, they sprayed orange and red powder on the green while the guys were lining up their putts. And Akshay Bhatia said he was scared for his life. I mean, I can imagine. You just don't know what's going on and what their intentions are. Well, the protesters, they were tackled quickly by security. They were taken into custody. And great work by the security there. Look, we live in a great country where peaceful protests are part of our rights as citizens, but storming a sports venue for attention? Not acceptable. And Nelly Korda, she was supposed to compete in next week's Ladies European Tour event in London, but she withdrew. She posted on her Instagram saying she was bitten by a dog and needs time to receive treatment and to recover. Now, Korda won that tournament last year. Hopefully, she'll be ready for the LPGA's fourth major of the season, the Evian Championship in France. And that's coming up July 11th through the 14th. But boy, that's not good. She gets bit by a dog. And then, you know, at the Women's PGA Championship, she carded that 81, which was her third straight missed cut. But boy, before that, what an incredible run, winning five straight tournaments. That's just great. Hopefully she recovers soon and can get back to her winning ways. Well, the Dow Championship is going on right now. It's an LPGA Tour team event in Midland, Michigan. Final round today. Yesterday was alternate shot. Today, the format is best ball. And Allie Ewing and Jennifer Kupcho, they have a one-shot lead at 15 under. And right behind them is a team of Kaeyoung Kim and Heiji Kang and Ruan Yin and Athaya Thitikal. They're down, and then down the leaderboard, you have Georgia Hall and Charlie Hall. They're tied at eighth. They're four shots back. And then you have Brooke Henderson. She's playing with Lexi Thompson. They're at nine under, six shots back. So we'll see if Allie Ewing and Jennifer Kupcho can close out a win today. And if they do, they would each win their fourth LPGA Tour title. And then you have the Rocket Mortgage Classic at Detroit Golf Club going on. And Bhatia, he shot a 468 yesterday. Aaron Rye also shot a 468, and both lead the tournament at 17 under, only one shot ahead of Cam Davis and Cam Young. But the amateurs there are just really stealing the show. Luke Clanton, 20 years old. He's a junior at Florida State. He shoots a 7-under-65 yesterday. And he finds himself tied for the lead at 14-under. Three shots behind the leaders. And then you have amateur Neil Shipley. He's right in there. He's tied for 19th. Well, not right in there, but doing well. And I love the fact that a 15-year-old played in his first PGA Tour event this week. And it was at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Miles Russell, what were you doing when you were 15 years old? I mean, he missed the cut by four shots. He carded a +2 on Thursday, shot a 2-under on Friday. But, man, 15 years old. He's the youngest player ever to make the cut on the Korn Ferry Tour. He finished tied for 20th earlier in the season. And then last year, he won the Junior PGA Championship and the Junior Players Championship. And next month, he'll be competing in the U.S. Junior Amateur at Oakland Hills Country Club. And then another news there, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Will Zalatoris withdrew from the tournament. He was 3-over through 8 holes yesterday. His manager says he experienced discomfort after he swung yesterday. He had back surgery, you know, in April 2023, so he's being cautious. So hopefully he's all right. The U.S. Senior Open wrapping up this afternoon, or actually this morning. They're starting earlier because of bad weather in the forecast. But Newport Country Club, one of my favorite golf courses anywhere in Newport, Rhode Island. I love golf history, as you know. And this course oozes in history. It's one of the 5 founding member clubs of the United States Golf Association. It was founded in 1893. And then in 1895, Newport Country Club hosted both the first U.S. Amateur Championship and the first U.S. Open. Then 100 years later, in 95, in celebration of the centennial of those two championships, the club hosted the U.S. Amateur Championship, and that was won by none other than Tiger Woods. Then in 2006, the U.S. Women's Open was played at Newport Country Club, and Annika Sorenstam won it. And now the U.S. Senior Open. It was actually supposed to be held in June of 2020, but the pandemic canceled it until now. Willie Davis designed the original 9-hole course in 1894. He was their first professional. Then they expanded it to 18 holes. And then A.W. Tillinghast came in 1923 and remodeled the course layout. The clubhouse is just spectacular. I played there years ago. It's just a very, very special place. You feel the club's history everywhere you go, in the clubhouse, on the golf course, and it's fun to watch the seniors navigate this layout, and the views are just spectacular. Frank Bensel Jr. carded back-to-back holes in ones there. I mean, back-to-back par threes at Newport Country Club is just outstanding. The par three fourth, it plays 184, and the fifth plays 203 yards. But can you imagine? I mean, how many holes in ones have you had? I know so many people who have been playing their entire lives and have yet to make one hole in one. And then this guy makes 2 straight aces. I mean, that's crazy. It's never been done before. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But he is this guy, Frank Bensel Jr. He's a club professional. He's worked both in New York and in Florida. And apparently he's had 14 aces overall. I mean, but back-to-back aces. That's crazy. Well, that's the great news. The not-so-great news is he did not make the cut at the U.S. Senior Open. He shot a 5-over in the first round. And despite those two back-to-back, those back-to-back aces in the second, he shoots a +4 in the second round. So he does not make the cut. Talk about the highs and lows of golf. My goodness. Here's how the leaderboard looks now. It's Haruyuki Fujita leads Steve Stricker by 2 strokes. Fujita, he's 55 years old, from Japan, and he's been the epitome of consistency all week with only 1 bogey. He's just missed 1 fairway. He shot 367 yesterday. He's at 14 under overall. He's won 18 times on the Japan Golf Tour. And he won the Japan Senior Open last year. And then Steve Stricker is two shots back. You have Richard Green of Australia, three behind. So we'll see if Steve Stricker can come from two behind to win another U.S. Open title, senior U.S. Open title. In other news, Seth Waugh, he stepped down as the CEO of the PGA of America. He is shifting into an advisory role. Now, remember that the PGA of America is different than the PGA Tour. The PGA of America consists of more than 30,000 PGA of America golf professionals. And Seth, he took over as CEO in August of 2018. He accomplished a lot since then, including the completion of the complex agreements dealing with the move from Florida to PGA Frisco in Texas. And he led the PGA during the pandemic, where they helped establish an $8 million golf emergency relief fund. I've always liked Seth. He certainly did not need, you know, this full-time job. He's a very, very successful businessman. But while he was CEO of the PGA, he got a lot done. And he's always been very, very approachable. All right, coming up in a few minutes, Hank Thompson, the senior director of the U.S. Senior Open Championship, will get his take on historic Newport Country Club. And we'll talk about the leaderboard, and we'll talk about back-to-back aces. Can you imagine? But first, let me tell you that Ivy Cool Luxury Athleisure Wear for both men and women offers the highest performance-driven apparel to look and feel your best on and off the course. Ivy Cool offers multifunctional, intelligent moisture sensor fabrics featuring the exclusive IceFill technology that cools your skin up to 5 degrees so you can stay cool, comfortable, and odor-free on hot and humid days. Ivy Cool apparel also features UPF 50 plus sun protection. Colorful, stylish, ultra-soft fabrics with the latest technology to protect your skin. Look and feel your best. Learn more at ibkul.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori. And the third straight U.S. Adaptive Open Championship is coming up next weekend. And this year, the U.S. Adaptive Championship will be played at Sand Creek Station in Newton, Kansas, from July 8th through the 10th. And joining me to talk about the competition and the adaptive golf experience is Max Tagasella, who became paralyzed from the waist down several years ago. But he still plays in golf tournaments, including the U.S. Adaptive Open, where he will be defending his title in the seeded division. Welcome to Talking Golf, Max.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have an incredible story. You're 20 years old. You were about to accept a college golf scholarship, but then tragedy struck. Tell us what happened, Max.
Yeah. So when I was a senior in high school, so I was 18 years old, I had everything going for me. I just signed to play collegiate golf. What has been a dream of mine since I was just a little kid. That's what I've worked up to. And then tragically, I had a ski accident that left me paralyzed from my waist down. And that was during kind of like a like the best time of my life. So to have this ski accident happen, and then I felt like I just lost everything after it happened. But when I found adaptive golf, I knew that everything was going to be better. And so, yeah.
Well, okay, so despite this horrific accident, and I'm so sad to hear that, how would you say you're managing these days?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I feel like everyone has their bad days, and for me, I feel like I still have those bad days where it sucks, and I know that it would be easier some days to just get up and walk, but I can't change that, so I just accept it and move on. But that took a long process, but we got there.
Well, every time I've seen you or have spoken to you, you're always smiling. You always have such a positive attitude.
Yeah, it's that's I try to do my best.
Well, you've always been an excellent athlete, and talk about what sports you played growing up.
Growing up, I played about every sport. In the fall, I was playing football. In the springtime, I was playing soccer and baseball. And throughout the whole year, I'm basically playing golf, just a little bit, as much as I can. My dad would always try to get out and play nine on the weekends, and he wanted us just to be around golf because he knew that it would something that me, my brother, and my dad, we can all do. So that's what we did a lot. And in the wintertime, I would ski. I've been skiing my whole life too, also. So in the wintertime, I'm skiing and staying active the whole year.
Well, I understand you've been golfing since you were 3 years old.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's amazing. And you were a scratch golfer.
I was, yep.
So talk about, so your father exposed you to the sport, and it sounds like you took to it quite naturally.
Yeah, I've had really good hand-eye coordination, so golf came pretty easy to me. But also my dad, he got me out there just to chip and putt at least once or twice a week. So growing up, I'm just grateful that he did that. So it came pretty easy to me.
So, talk us through the transition for you from an able-bodied golfer to now an adaptive golfer. How did you make that transition?
So at the beginning, I would just chip and putt from my wheelchair, actually. I would go to the golf course, and obviously I'm not going to go on the greens with my wheelchair. So I would just chip to the green or to the hole, and then I would inch my way further and further. And I was like, I can't hit the ball very far, so I had to figure out some type of adaptive equipment where I'm able to take a fuller swing and allow myself to go onto the greens. And that's where I found a guy named Anthony Netto. And Anthony Netto has been a blessing in my life because Anthony Netto, he designed an adaptive golf cart that is the ability to stand up, and it allows you to go on the greens because the tires are wide enough. And so I found that, and I have been playing one of those since then.
So the VertiCat, it's this vehicle. It gets you through bunkers and through the rough, right? I mean, it basically allows you to go anywhere you need to go on the golf course.
Yeah, everywhere, every hill, bunker, all the time in any green, so.
And I understand it has really emerged as a breakthrough in assisting athletes like you. Why is that the case?
I think just because of how well the VertiCat can handle through every golf course, every condition. I know that some golf courses will stop you from thinking that you can go, that you can't go and you can't make it up this hill, but like the VertiCat proves that they can do it. And so I think that helps everyone see that the VertiCat can really do whatever. And still play really good golf.
And the VertiCat allows you to stand up, right? It's an all-terrain mobility rider that elevates you into a standing position, which is huge.
Yeah, that's correct.
Talk a little bit about why that's so important for you and other athletes.
Well, for me, it's just I physically cannot stand up on myself, so I have to use this all-terrain device, the VertiCat, to stand up and to take a full swing. But not just to take a full swing, it's to just stand up as a wheelchair user. I don't use it just for golf. I'll use it just for some therapy, just to relieve some back pain. And if I just want to just ride around in the VertiCat, it's a lot easier than to push in my wheelchair.
And I guess from a circulation standpoint, that's a very important factor as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So last year you entered the US Adaptive Open, which was played at Pinehurst, and you won in the seeded category, which is amazing. So tell us about that experience.
It was pretty amazing. I can't say a single wrong thing that happened around at that during that trip. Played pretty well. First day, I was behind the lead, and then the second day I ended up shooting a 72 under par, which was a breaking record for the lowest round from a seated position, and I ended up winning, and it was pretty amazing.
Wow, so you were just on your game. Was that about as good as you've ever played, or how would you compare it to any past excellent rounds that you've played?
It wasn't my lowest round ever in a tournament, but it was my first ever USGA event, so that was pretty huge because it was a USGA event, a big national association, and so to win on that was probably one of the biggest wins in my life and my best rounds in a tournament.
And how did you first feel when you heard that the USGA was actually organizing this national competition for adaptive golfers?
It was great. I wish I would have known it earlier. Like I wish I would have known the first time they did it. But I sadly wasn't able to attend because I was just newly injured. But I think it's amazing that they can host this tournament for everyone and with disabilities because it shows how the best players in the world, even if we have a disability.
Right. So there are a lot of different categories. So kind of explain to us how it works, what the categories are and the format.
Yeah, so we have a ton of different categories. There's the short statured, the blind, the neurologicals, the seated golfers, and each of them are competing against their own disability. So I'm competing just against the seated categories. The short stature is just going against the short statured people, but everyone is competing for the overall title, and there's boys and girls in it, and it's pretty amazing. They take about, I think, 96 players.
Right. And are there age categories, or does everybody who's in the seated category, can it be just a whole variety of ages, different ages?
Everyone's just going to be playing against each other.
Right. So how many people, talk about who was all in the seated category last year. Were you one of the youngest, or?
I was definitely the youngest. There was one person that was pretty close to my age, but we had a Hall of Famer actually play from also in a seated position. His name is Dennis Walters.
Sure, I
And
know
he,
Dennis.
yeah, he's an amazing guy. He had some really wise words that he told me and stuff after I just won, and I was super happy that now me and him are pretty close, so.
I love Dennis Walters. I just saw him at the World Golf Hall of Fame in Pinehurst, right? That took place right before the US Open on Pinehurst number two. And he always, he does this show with his dog, and he's just incredible. What kind of wisdom did he share with you?
He was just saying, I don't need to say anything about your golf game because you clearly have the skills and stuff. And I know that you're the face of adaptive golf now. And he was just like, you just keep at it. You don't stop. You just keep going and never look back.
Wow, those are some great words from such an inspirational guy. Dennis, Walters is just, he's everywhere, right? I mean, he's made such a great career, putting on very inspirational shows with his dog. I don't know how he trains that dog to, he'll ask the dog, how many Masters titles has Jack Nicklaus won? And the dog will bark 6 times. I mean,
I
it's just
know.
amazing what he gets his pet to do, right?
Yeah, it's so cool.
Well, great that you got a chance, and the fact that you beat him too. I mean, he's a great golfer.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So, how's your preparation coming along for this year's U.S. Adaptive Championship?
It's good. It's good. I'm on a golf course basically every single day, but some days it's not me actually golfing, it's me working. I work for the Utah Golf Association. And so we're running tournaments all the time and I'll have other stuff to do, but after I'll stick around and practice for an hour at least, but it's good. At least I'm at a golf course just putting and chipping at least, so.
And practicing almost every day. So Anthony Netto, the co-founder of the Verticat, whom you mentioned, also founded the Stand Up and Play Foundation. And I know you're involved in the Utah chapter.
Yes, that's correct. We do clinics once a month.
Oh, and so do you love teaching? I mean, can you enjoy not only playing the game, but also teaching others to play?
Yeah, I love it, especially now showing like adaptive golfers that they can still stand, and sometimes it's their first time standing in front of their family, and it's cool to see their faces and all the family around them see that they're still able to be at this active, and they see me do it, and so it's amazing.
And you can adjust the Verticat to different heights, right? And different kind of positions so that you can take, different swings.
Yes, that's correct. We can change the seat height and all that fun stuff.
Wow. I mean, that, it gets kind of technical, but the fact that you can go out there and, compete at this level on a national level and still win tournaments and, still score incredibly. What's the low score ever?
My lowest score ever is a 67 in the Verticat and a 63 when I was standing.
Oh my gosh. You're incredible. What an athlete you are. Well, continued success, Max. Good luck this upcoming week in
You.
the U.S. Adaptive Championship. And keep smiling. And as Dennis Walters advised, keep pushing through. You're a real inspiration to so many people.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Anne.
And we'll be following you at the U.S. Adaptive Open. Can't wait to see you play.
Awesome.
All right, Max, you take care.
Thank you too, Anne.
Thanks so much.
All right, Max Togasella giving us some insight into adaptive golf at that U.S. Adaptive Open next weekend. Well, thanks to Max. Thanks to Hank Thompson, whom you heard earlier in the show. Senior Director, U.S. Senior Open Championship at Newport Country Club, where the final round this morning remains delayed due to fog. And thanks to Brian DePasquale of the USGA and to Ed, our Zoom in the studio. Talking Golf with Anne Liguori is brought to you by IB Cool Luxury Athleisure Apparel for Men and Women, featuring the exclusive IceFill cooling technology along with UPF 50 Plus sun protection. Visit IBKUL.com to learn more. Hey, Mark Melusis is up next. Have a great 4th of July, everybody. Looking forward to talking with you next Sunday morning right here on Talking Golf with Anne Liguori.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.